The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
First things first, just wrist injury. I mean, completely passive. You feel you're at 100%, no limitations right now?
Yeah, I feel good.
Was it kind of weird? I mean, that happened in such a fluke accident. I mean, how much did that maybe kind of derail your summer training a little bit? Or did you feel like you were kind of able to get back on schedule where you wanted to be before today?
Yeah, you know, obviously going through an injury like that, it comes out of nowhere. You don't really know how to plan after it. But I think I got pretty good rehab in, and I get to skate as much as I could, so pretty good all around.
What did you think of just the pace of today's camp? Obviously, with a lot of new faces, obviously Michael Meese is out there. What would you see from him and maybe some of the other guys in your group?
Really good. You know, Meese is always a great player. You know, I think our lineup was pretty good out there, and I felt They're real skilled, so it was a good pace today. I think everybody bought in, and we just got to keep going like this.
What are your thoughts of Chernyshov?
Really good player. You know, you're very strong on the puck. Haven't seen him that much before, but this is probably the first time I see him like this. But, you know, obviously he's a big body, and he's strong on the puck, so he's been doing good.
With your wrist surgery, how much did that sort of, derail or delay your ability to train fully this offseason? Like, how many weeks or month until you could get into it?
I don't have a specific weeks or month, actually. I don't know. I just felt good when I felt good. I don't know exactly when I was back and stuff like that, but it's felt good when I was back.
When you said after the trade deadline last year that it's time to start winning some games here and be competitive. I mean, how do you guys get there? I mean, what's the next step for this team in terms of climbing the standings, get a little bit more closer to a playoffs? But what's going to be the biggest key for this team?
You know, I feel like I can say things here. I say it every time. And for me, it's just, you know, we got to start doing the thing we talk about. We talk about how we want to be a competitive team, how we want to be a winning team, and you know, everybody needs to buy in, including myself. I need to be way better this year, and that's the thing we gotta need in this group every day. So yeah, we gotta buy in, everybody.
Does that come more from the defensive side, maybe more than anything, being a harder team to play against, checking, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and also closing those games that we've been close to winning. You know, it's a lot of games that we were in last year that we need to turn those wins into wins. So, all around we need to be better this year.
What'd you think of the moves that Mike Greer, made the offseason here?
Yeah, great. Obviously, we brought in some good veteran presence, and obviously drafted really good. So, No, it's going to be fun to see here what everybody brings.
With yourself signing that extension at the start of the summer here, how much is there, there's times around the leagues and all professional sports where guys try to play up and prove they're worth that contract. How do you kind of just maybe block out, like, I signed this, I need to do more, and just kind of play your game and do what you're saying, like try to be better and things like that?
Yeah, I know what makes me a good hockey player. I know what... what make me successful here, and I'm just trying to be even better and be even better for my teammates and be better in different areas of the game and defensive areas and PK and power play, whatever they need me to do. I'm just trying to bring that every day.
I think it's only your third year, fourth year pro. You're already one of the longest tenured Sharks on the roster here. How do you want to grow this season in terms of your game and maybe even your leadership within the group here?
Yeah, I think I want to be more and more a leader. I said that a little bit more last year. this year I want to be more and more of a leader, and you know, and might not be the most vocal guy in the locker room, but also on the ice I want to be you know, a guy you can count on every night, even if you have a down night or something. You always bring 100% to the game, and you know, you try to bring a great effort every night.
Would it nice to have a captain in the room this year?
I don't know. That's not up to me. So you gotta talk with some other guys at that.